Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drago. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Patek reaches second base with a double. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Patek moves to third. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Hairman and he is safe. Otis steals second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley has Patek trapped. There's the throw to Hairman and over to Melton, who tags Patek for the out. Otis moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Otis scores. Hopkins moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas takes first base on ball four. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stroud for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago takes first base on ball four. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Patek bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Schall reaches second base with a double. Patek goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kirkpatrick. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rojas hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. There goes Kirkpatrick trying to get to third. May throws the ball into Melton, who tags Kirkpatrick for the out. Rojas moves to second. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rojas moves to third. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. Stroud strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keough throws the ball into Rojas, who relays the ball to Patek, who tags May trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Drago strikes out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hermann hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkpatrick. The throw from Hermann and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rojas takes first base on ball 4. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-1 in the game. Richard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andrews moves to second. Walt Williams pinch hits for Tom Bradley. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins fields the ball and throws to Drago covering. Safe. Andrews moves to third. Richard moves to second. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-2 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it and throws to second for the out. Andrews scores. Richard moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, Royals. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Richard tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Royals. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stroud moves to third. Jim York now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Tommy John now pitching. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 2 in the game. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Reichardt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to second. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick strikes out. There goes Otis. The throw from Hermann and Otis is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Oliver now playing first base. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Richard strikes out. One out. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Tommy John. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Royals. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stroud takes first base on ball 4. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Lime. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. May takes first base on ball four. Stroud moves to second. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball four. Stroud moves to third. May moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 3 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jay Johnstone now playing right field. Joe Horlan now pitching. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 3 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy hits a pop-up towards short. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Richard bunts towards the mound. Abernathy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richard. The throw from May and he is safe. Richard steals second. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Patek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Patek reaches second base with a double. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Schall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Patek scores. Otis moves to second. It's 5-3, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. Oliver moves to second. It's 6-3, Royals. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Rojas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of John Stone. Rojas reaches second base with a double. Oliver scores. Kirkpatrick goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Royals. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keough is walked intentionally. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy is 0-for-1 in the game. Abernathy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich McKinney pinch hits for Joe Horlan. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. May strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.